surf looks good, Ivan.
Not bad.
Plenty of Holly surfers, but we'll blow them away, bro.
Whatever.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the world's greatest action sports podcast. I'm talking about the Monday Mass. I am your host, Chris Cote, here on July 17th, a glorious Monday. And of course, if you just started listening, you're thinking, well, it's Wednesday, and I'm listening to the show that was made on Monday. It's fine, because you can listen to the Monday Mass any day of the week, at any time. 3 a.m, coming back from the bar, pop it on, get your fix. Action sports news. And don't worry, the phrase action sports is totally fine now. We voted, everybody decided it's okay to call surfing, skating, and snowboarding action sports. So there you go. And this is the Monday Mass. Like I said, world's greatest action sports podcast. I had a fun weekend. I went to Agenda Trade Show on Saturday, hosted a panel, Women of Surfing. It was cool, you know, it was all right. And the trade show was crazy. I remember being a kid and sneaking into trade shows and thinking, oh my gosh, this is the coolest place in the world. Well, it was cool. A lot of, you know, new products, new shoes, new skateboards, new companies. Tyler, the Creator was playing. There was about 15,000 kids in and out of that place. It was dope. And it's good to see the, I'm going to say it again, the action sports world, with hype, with good things happening, money being spent. I mean, did it affect me? Yeah, I got 2 free t-shirts. That was cool. Ran into a lot of old friends. Had some people tell me that they liked the podcast. So, you know, I fanned out a little bit. I walked by and I saw Andrew Reynolds right next to me. Like, damn, and I got scared. I didn't talk. I should have recorded a bunch of fun interviews, quick hits for the podcast. I didn't. Therefore, this will be a short, quick, concise, well-done show from here in Encinitas, California. Monday Mass HQ. I want to thank Quincy Woodwright and Gnarly Wood. Gnarly Wood is your business amplifier. You've got a business, they amplify it. They do shipping, warehousing, e-com, product, everything. Everything that you either do not want to do or find that if you allow someone else to do it that is a professional at doing it, it will get done well. That's what Gnarly Wood does. Quincy Woodwrights, they are a skateboard company out of Gnarlywood. They do private label skateboards. They have their own brand. These skateboards are made in the USA, people, with wood grown right there. I mean, they grow the trees in Michigan. They cut the trees down when they're ready. They mill them. They set it. Let me tell you, this is a good operation. And we've got you online, Mini Cruisers. You can go to the ustore.com or ustore.com to get yourself one. Best skateboards. I'm hyped on them. And from there, let's go to surf news, because I feel like surfing is what's happening right this second. It just happened. So this is surf news. All right, surf news is brought to you by South Coast Surf Shops. That's right, South Coast Surf Shops with 5 shops in San Diego, California. They've got something for everybody. They've got wahine shops, meaning that's the Hawaiian word for women. All women. All girls stuff. Bikinis, wetsuits, surfboards, girls stuff you're gonna love, ladies. How many female listeners do I have? Hopefully a ton. Hi. Hello, ladies. That sounded creepy. There's also closeout shops where you can get, you know, half off wetsuits, all kinds of good stuff. Southcoast.com at South Coast. Go there. It's summer. Buy some stuff. Support your local surf shop. They have 5 shops, but they're all local. It's not a chain store, so you can go there. So let's talk surf. J-Bay was just on. I mean, it was on. It was, again, depending on when you're listening to this, that's when it was on. It's a hard contest to kind of really, soak all in, because it happens at 3 a.m. But thankfully, there's a heat analyzer on worldsurfleague.com. And that's really where I watch 90% of these contests. I watch the heats I want to watch. I don't watch duds. I barely even watch a wave under a 7. I watch the surfers I want to watch. And that's what I do. Heat analyzer. So I analyzed it. Yep, got right in there. Analyzed it. And this is what I saw. So round 1, non-elimination round, it kind of sets up the seed. Again, I don't think that needs to be there. It's cool you get to see your favorite surfer surf a little bit more. But again, come on, let's see some first round disasters go on. That's why I love the QS, because you see the fear in people's eyes when they pile out for their first heat. Because you could be a first-round clown. Can you imagine flying to J-Bay and losing first heat? It happens on the QS, not on the CT. And I know we want to maximize our screen time for some of our favorite surfers. But let's make this first round just the savage, harsh cut, right? So-and-so flies to J-Bay, gets blown out in the first round. Well, we'll see. I mean, who knows? Next year, some changes most likely will be made on the WSL. Hey, you know what? It's none of my business, really. Actually, it is my business. Anyway, J-Bay happened. The waves are firing. We needed that. Surf fans needed it. The World Surf League needed it. Do I dare say the surfers needed it? Well, it's great because we're, you know, over halfway here in the world title hunt on the World Championship Tour. So to see firing J-Bay, just it really felt good on your eyeballs. And I wish I was there surfing those waves with the homies, but what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? Here we go. Here's the weird and wild stuff that happened. Like I said, the waves were firing. Some interesting situations went down. Chloe Andino had a bad one with Jadson Andre. So basically, he was just trailing behind in the heat. Got a wave way, way, way down the beach. He was in a barrel, coming out. Fool got dropped in on by some random Randall. Just dropped right in on him. He said he was coming out of the barrel. If he would have come out of the barrel, who knows what would have happened next? Could have blasted a big air reverse. Could have, you know, done something nuts and got the score because he didn't lose by a lot. He wanted to resurf. He didn't get it. So what a way to lose. That sucks. You get dropped in on by a non-competitor. And I get it, both sides. Maybe it was an accident. I don't know. But that's lame. And I, you know, again, I don't know if they should have resurfed because Jadson didn't do anything. But it would have been nice. I mean, why not a resurf? Let him go for it. So that was a bummer. Sure, Kolohe's bent. I would be. What else happened? You know, one thing I saw, Michael Freestyle February in his heat. Every once in a while, but rarely complain about judging. And I'm not complaining, I'm just saying, in this case, I think Michael Freestyle February got ripped. The judges got it wrong, in my opinion. And again, nothing earth-shattering there. People have opinions about judging all the time. I usually feel like the judges are spot on this one. But hey, again, Michael Freestyle February, you know, I'm a huge fan. I don't know if you are, but it would have been fun to see him go. Go, go, go. Bummer news. And this is a bummer. Kelly Slater, 11-time world champion. And I feel like this could be the harsh, you know, reality of injuries. He broke two toes free surfing. That has to put a real strain on his or anybody's hope that Kelly Slater will get a 12th world title. And this is a bummer because Kelly Slater looked like he was finally getting somewhere, right? You know, past frustrations in the previous events. He looked like he was on a good one. Board looked good. And he hurt himself. He broke his toes. Can't surf with broken toes. So he's out. And that's a bummer for Kelly Slater fans and surfing fans because, I mean, it's fun to watch Kelly Slater surf J-Bay. I want more of that. These are not surprise standouts. John Florence, Connor Coffin, Gabriel Medina, Mick Fanning. One surprise, Felipe Toledo, almost surfing a perfect heat. And not super surprising because the waves are in that head high, foot overhead range. Obviously, Felipe rips, but you expect him to be winning heats doing airs. He won this one getting barreled. Round two is done. More swell on the way. I'm hoping for a great finish. Again, I still think Connor Coffin's going to win. Connor Coffin, John Florence. You know, those are my two picks. Third pick, let's go Jordy. Why not? He's shredding. Did you guys watch the doc? The Volcom stab joint? Oh my God. This was amazing. The doc. These fools put a giant plastic... It's like a plastic snake thing, 100 feet long, out in the waves, these perfect rights and lefts. And it was pumping. It was double overhead. These guys are running, jumping off this dock. If you have not gone and watched The Dock on Stab's website, what is it, stab.com? Stab something. Stab it. It is. I'm gonna look it up because this is worth stabmag.com. I knew that. Sorry, folks. Yes. Go to stabmag.com. Watch The Dock. And this is one of the best surf, what do they call it? Surf ideas, concept shoots that I've seen in a long time. Noah Dean, this is one of my favorite surfers. Noah Dean, Ozzie Wright, Balaram. And they got a good crew there. And it was really fun to watch. There's five of them. It was sick. The Dock. Loved it. Hey, happy birthday. 30 years. You heard it at the beginning of the show. North Shore celebrating 30 years. The movie I'm talking about, not the place. The place has been there forever. I'm talking about North Shore, the movie. And folks, if you're anywhere near San Diego, on July 19th, Wednesday, we're doing a North Shore party. Dress up, trivia, all that good stuff. We're going to potentially have a special guest come and join us on the stage. This is brought to you by you online. So La Paloma Theater, July 19th, Wednesday night, 8 o'clock, 30 years of the North Shore, big party. The professor's going to be there shooting photos. There's going to be a neon dance party. It's going to rule. Thank you to La Paloma for hosting that. North Shore, this is far more than just a cult classic. This has become a cinema verite, a powerhouse of cinematic force for Howleys everywhere. And speaking of Howleys, you can bring your more boards to Hawaii now. Hawaiian Airlines has a new policy. They've rectified a past situation that got them into hot water. Even Kelly Slater was mad. So you would get charged. You would basically not be allowed to bring any more than two boards. As we all know, if you're going to surf the big waves of the North Shore, unless you're Rick Keen and you're only bringing a 20, you probably want to bring 3 to 4 boards, but unfortunately Hawaiian Airlines would not let you. But now they will. You can fit as many bags in many boards in a bag, as long as it's under that 50-pound weight limit, which, again, it's not a lot. Padding your boards could be an issue because that adds weight. But if you can do 3 to 4 boards in a 50-pound bag, you're good. Yeah, you're good. So thank you. Aloha, Hawaiian Airlines. A little bit nicer. This is crazy. So yes, it was Pride Week last week, but now we're back to Shark Week. Shark Week is back. Last week in Santa Barbara, there's a ton of sightings of great whites. And I don't know if there's more drones, warmer water, blah, blah, blah. The reasons are piling up. But what happened was basically they closed the ocean in Santa Cruz. They closed the ocean. Somebody got bumped by a great white shark in Santa Cruz on a kayak. And they said, that's it. They closed the ocean. Junior lifeguards weren't allowed to go out. Surfers would have been fined $500 for surfing at Steamer Lane. Pleasure Point, canceled. Water was closed. It's been reopened, but how heavy is that to just close the ocean in midsummer? And then this is just, I mean, this takes the cake for the worst. In Florida, at a nude beach, okay? And a lot of us have nightmares about being nude and things happening, like being nude at school or being sleeping naked and having someone come in your house and having to fight them naked. Think of the worst case scenario for nudity. Is it riding a bicycle naked and the seat falls off? Is it showing up at your grandma's birthday naked? With all her friends there, seeing you naked? No, that's not. I mean, worst things have happened. Now imagine being attacked by a shark naked. That is not good. Not good. A fella was, and I like this report. I think this is on Grind TV. I saw this. Unfortunately, a male swimmer in his late 40s, failed to make it safely to shore before a bull shark attacked him, biting him on both legs. Now, there's fortunate and unfortunate things in that sentence. The fortunate, unfortunate being he got bit. He'll be okay. The fortunate thing is he didn't get, you know, his penis bit. Whew. Can you imagine that story? Man has his penis bit off by a shark. Now that's tragic. I mean, getting attacked by a shark while naked is the worst. I lost my keys this morning. I couldn't find my car keys. And I'm thinking, this is the worst. I can't find my car keys. I can't get into my office to record my dumb podcast early enough to get it out on at a reasonable hour. No, that's not that bad when you think of this dude getting attacked by a shark naked in Florida. So please, folks, if you're going to swim naked in Florida, just be careful. And if you see a shark, cover up. This guy got away with it. He did get bit on both legs, and we hope for a speedy recovery, but man, that could have been much worse. Sharks eating dicks all over the place. This is uncalled for. Come on, stronger. Let's go to skate news. No sharks eating dicks then. Skate news. Skate news is brought to you by Masterplan PR. Masterplan PR, at Masterplan PR. These are the people that spread the message that has been, that they've been helping the Monday Mass get the numbers it's deserved as a show, as a podcast. The numbers are growing, folks. We did have a 10K May, 10,000 listeners. We're gonna bypass that and some. I know June was epic. July is going to be great. The numbers have spoken, folks. The Monday Mass is the fastest growing action sports podcast on the planet. And we got to owe some of that to Masterplan PR. I mean, most of it's due to me because I'm such a great host. Not really. I'm learning. Let's get into skate news. Thrasher Magazine's Am Scramble is out today on Monday. So if you're listening to this Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, go back to Monday on Thrasher Magazine and watch this video. This thing's about to drop. I haven't seen it, but I've read the article. I've watched the pre-hype. This is amateur skateboarders destroying the Bible Belt. Huge rails. I mean, dozens of stairs. Faces smashed. Axel Kreisberg, Corey Glick, Zion Wright, Ducky, Jamie Foyt, Eric Winkowski, Tyson Peterson, Jarne Van Bonen, Verbonen, Mason Silva, Verbonen. And this is going to be one of the heaviest video drop, what do you call it, online video part, video drop clip. This deserves a premiere. And again, I haven't seen it yet, but I just know you're about to have your brain blown out of your skull. Because these guys are setting the precedent for what skateboarding has become. Tech, I mean, these guys can do it all. Half of them have already turned pro since the magazine came out. The video's about to drop. Half of these dudes are already pro. Axel's pro. Jamie's pro. Winkowski's pro. Mason Silva just turned pro. Congratulations, Mason. So, they picked the right dudes. And speaking of Thrasher Magazine, you got to give it up. 54 years old. The iconic. Legendary. And I feel fine with those two-word descriptions there. Jake Phelps, 54 years old, bombing the hill at the Dolores Hill Bomb a couple weeks ago, or last week. I mean, clean run. And that's when shit went sideways in more ways than one. First of all, Jake Phelps, this dude, love him or hate him, he's a madman. He puts his money where his mouth is. He didn't just have a skate event down a big hill. He bombs the hill himself. He didn't have to do that, but he did it. 54 years old, heavy slam at the bottom. Skull, concrete, not good. He is getting better in a hospital. I mean, there was rumors that he was dead, but you can't kill Jake Phelps. So he's in the hospital still. He's coming back. He's already done some interviews. And then that kind of set the tone for what became a melee. The Dolores Hill Bomb, which they've been doing for years now, it became kind of a mob scene. Jake went down. Boom. Gets taken off to the hospital. Police came in to try to get things under control. I don't think they did it right. They busted out beanbag shotguns, try to block the street. And then I was reading on some San Francisco news out. This is in San Francisco, by the way. It's a big, steep-ass hill, Dolores Street. So this was on some SF news channels. Police described the scene as a hostile environment. And skateboarders said the police overreacted. So this is a common term, a common theme, right? Police and skateboarders, police getting scared of skateboarders in a big crowd, freaking out. They blocked the car. And then we've all seen the video. If you haven't seen the video, the skater getting shoulder checked, taken out by a police officer. It's awful, you know, and people are up in arms. They want this guy's badge. And I've seen the video a million times. This is horrible. This was unnecessary. Could have killed this kid. So that guy's under investigation right now by internal affairs, I'm assuming. They've watched the video. And dude, I don't even want to get all political about this. It's just this guy did the wrong thing. So I don't know, you know. I guess we'll see what happens. And you know what? It was even said by Jake Phelps himself, next year they'll get a permit, make this thing legit. Because this is a fun event to watch. Bulls bombing this hill. And yes, there's meat bags being thrown down the hill. Heavy slams. But, you know, this is skateboarding, folks. And, you know, after the fact, unfortunately, skateboarding, riots, vandals, tagging up police cars, smashing windows. I mean, if you were there and you saw your homie get shoulder checked by a cop, that would make you want to smash the cop car window, right, with your skateboard. So, you know, passion, emotion, anger, things got out of control. Fools are getting shot with beanbag shotguns. So it was not a good scene. I don't like to see violence in skateboarding or policing. So that was a bummer. Hopefully next year it'll just be a fun downhill contest. Yeah, and people will slam. We'll see that, you know. But hopefully not bad stuff. Because we don't like this. Hey, other Thrasher news. King of the Road is rolling on. The latest episode presented the mystery guests. We always love when the mystery guests come out of the King of the Road vibe. They got the three best female skaters in the game. Nora Vasconcelos, Samaria Brevard, and Lacey Baker joined teams in Joy, Creature, and Deathwish. And if you're not watching this season of King of the Road, you're blowing it. It's on Viceland on Thursday nights. Then it goes up on ThrasherMagazine.com on Fridays. You know, vomit, heavy skateboarding, unitards. This was a great episode. I always get excited, you know, for next episode. So I'm looking forward to it. Maybe I'm too much of a skate nerd. I don't know. But you know what? We're all skate nerds, right? If you like skateboarding. So speaking of that, and this is weird to go from Thrasher to this, but X Games went down in Minneapolis, and it was it was massive. I mean, it was on TV. It's been on TV for the last 3 days on ESPN. And I like it. I mean, and some people don't like it. Some people do not like to see this go on, right? But I'm liking it because the course looks fun. It's all crazy. You know, there's a boat in the middle of the course. It's all wild. Are there too many logos? Yeah, but you know what? That just means people are getting paid. I don't think any skaters that won medals and got big checks were complaining about logos. Too many logos, right? But it was a grind. I mean, this was 4 or 5 days of skateboarding, and then they paired it with BMX and motocross and flips and jumps and it was in a freaking stadium. It was in the Vikings stadium in Minneapolis. It looked crazy. And my man Neil Hendricks was there. He was all over the place. So he actually called us from his hotel room at 3 a.m. after 5 days of X madness. Here's Neil Hendricks.
Hey, it's Neil Hendricks. Wanted to give you a quick update from the transition contest here at X Games. I was going to say X Games 18, 19, 20. I don't think they have numbers anymore. I forgot what year it is. But they've been going a long time and have come a long way since the first couple years back in Rhode Island in the mid-90s. But it started this week with the Vert contest, and one of my favorite young rippers, Moto Shibata from Japan, won the Pro Vert contest. It was really a battle between Moto and Jimmy Wilkins, with Mitchy Brusco in a close battle in third. Jimmy obviously has one of the best styles in vert skating, had a super flowy run, did a perfect backside ollie 540, ended his run with like a backside 360 ollie body varial. But Moto did some NBDs that we had never seen before in a vert contest run. He did a frontside cab Madonna, and his last trick was a frontside cab, front foot impossible lean grab. So stoked to see Moto Shibata from Japan take the gold in men's vert. Japan was on fire, man. Japanese skaters were killing in the street contest and the vert contest, so that was cool to see. Next up was the mega contest, and Bob Burnquist made some news by retiring, claiming that it was his last X Games ever. Might be setting the stage for a big comeback next year, who knows. But Elliot Sloan and Tom Schaar both did 720s over the big air gap, and then did giant 900s on the quarter pipe. Elliot Sloan squeaked out the win. Never before seen 900 indie grab for Elliot Sloan is what gave him the win over Tom Schaar. And another one of my favorite new young skaters, Clay Kreiner, ended up with bronze in the big air. And then last day, today on Sunday, we had the park contest, and Alex Sorgente finally got his first X Games gold. Again, barely bumping out Tom Schaar, and Corey Juneau ended up in the bronze. And to tell you the truth, the park contest was a little bit of a letdown. I feel like those guys seemed to be killing it all week. And I don't know if it was the long TV breaks, or if it was maybe the guys were kind of beat up from practicing so much the last few days. But I felt like the level of the park contest wasn't as high as what those guys are normally capable of. I felt like last week, the Vans Park Series contest in Vancouver, the level of skating was probably a little bit higher. There again, you know, these guys have had a long week. A lot of the guys had skated some multiple events out here at X Games, so those guys are definitely the best in the world, maybe just beat down from a few days of practice and probably late fun nights here in Minneapolis. But overall, just from talking to all the skaters and everyone that was here, everyone was super stoked on X Games being in Minneapolis. All the events were indoors except for vert, which was a good change after being out in the heat and the wind in Austin the last couple years for X Games. So hopefully we'll be back in Minneapolis. What's up, Chris Cote? I will see you soon in Huntington Beach for Vans Park Series. Thanks, brothers.
And that was Neil Hendricks, live from his hotel room after 5 days of X Games madness. Thank you, Neil Hendricks. Yeah, congratulations to Bob Burnquist. I mean, do you even call it that? Was so much more than a career. He's still going to skate and jump out of planes and do all that crazy stuff. He's retiring from competition. My favorite Bob Burnquist was the underground anti-hero Bob, but I think all Bobs are epic. This dude has done everything, and he's done everything in a gnarly fashion. So Bob Burnquist is retiring from competition. I actually couldn't watch much of X Games because I was kind of running around on weekend kid's birthday. Was it a gym? Blah, blah, blah. But, hey, it looked wild. Street course looked crazy. And, I mean, hey, Donald Trump, he's put millions of dollars into the military. So the Navy has a huge marketing budget. So let's take it. Better they spend it on skateboarding than bombs, right? I'm not a hippie, but we got something out of it. We got to watch good skateboarding. Jeff Grasso put a funny comment online. He said it was his pagan idolatry, talking about a Navy X Naija collab piece. But yeah, you know, this was a pageant, skateboarding pageant, a motocross pageant, a BMX pageant. You know what? Take it or leave it. It's enjoyable to watch. If they ask me to work it next year, hell yes. X Games. Hi, my name's Chris. Love to work X Games next year. Yes, thank you for the offer. That's so nice of you. I'll see you in Minneapolis, 2018. Other winners included Encinitas local, Brighton Zoyner for Women's Park, 13 years old. She just took that thing down. Kelvin Hofler. And Kelvin Hofler is a Brazilian skateboarder. The name just does not sound Brazilian to me. Is that racist? I don't think so. Kelvin Hofler. Love to talk to him about his name. He won men's street. Ori Nishimura won women's street. So people got medals. People got money. ESPN had skateboarding on it. And maybe if it inspires a couple people out there to start skateboarding, that's a good thing. Maybe it inspired some people to quit. Hey, I'm not going to let... I'm going to go skate. And I'm going to be working X Games next year. I signed myself up. So what else? Oh, yeah. Another contest news. This is a polar opposite contest. The CPH Pro. The Copenhagen Pro. Skateboarders taking over the streets of Copenhagen. This starts July 19th through the 23rd. This... For street skating, for partying, for just good times, real raw skateboarding, this is the greatest event there is. I mean, we're talking about, imagine on, you know, Go Skateboarding Day when you got 1,000 skaters and a mob just rolling around town. So do that, but you're rolling around one of the best towns on the planet, Copenhagen, and you're rolling from spot to spot. You got 1,000 kids, there's DJs on bikes, and they go, okay, next spot, we're going to the benches by the thing, yeah. They roll there and they have a contest. The Border Boys put this thing on. They're running the contest. CPH Pro's going off. And it's, you know, who's here? Ashad's here. Okay, Raven's here. All right. You guys are in the contest. It's just madness. Controlled chaos. Of the best kind of controlled chaos. I like it all. I like X Games. I like the CPH Pro. You're probably like me. You just want to watch. World Surfing. I'm watching J-Bay. It's fun. All this stuff is fun. And the CPH Pro looks funnest. Not even a word. But I'll tell you, wow. If I was a 20-year-old pro skateboarder going to Copenhagen for the CPH Open, damn, that's good times. You can watch it at cphopen.com, the dream contest. You have time. You get on a flight today, you'll be there in time for the CPH Open. It'll be the best trip of your life. Happy birthday, TrueSkateMag.com. TrueSkateMag celebrating 7 years and 20 million plus unique visitors. I like this site, Underground Skate News. Good, just good, not good, clean, good, dirty skateboarding from the streets. TrueSkateMag. And that's with an 8. SK8. 7 years they've been doing this. And 20 million people have seen him do this. So check out TrueSkateMag.com. Hey, video news. I can't describe a whole video to you on this podcast. This is a podcast. This is audio, in case you did not know. You should watch Adidas Mid-City Merge. It was dope. This video was just very fun to watch. Good, clean. Damn, did I say it again? Just good skateboarding. From your favorite skateboarders. You got to watch it. Adidas Mid-City Merge. I purchased the Flare. Lakai, the Flare. On iTunes. It was $11.99. Worth it every penny. This video rules. I mean, everybody has good parts. Damn, dude. Good soundtrack. Incredible filming. New shit I've never seen before. Feds, the French one. The director, Federico. Epic. Yanni and Riley Hawk. So the last two sections will just blow your mind. Riley Hawk section, the ender. I mean, dude, this thing's a burner. It starts as a heavy fire, and then it just, woo, every trick just gets better and better and better. Gnarlier and gnarlier, and it just keeps going. Riley Hawk, and then the ender. If you haven't seen it, I won't spoil it. Riley's dad's in it. It's super, I mean, it's feel good. Just buy it. If we don't buy skate videos, they're not going to make them anymore, so support them. You know, I mean, the Adidas one, that's a online drop. That's free. You can watch that at 6 minutes. It's epic. But the Flare, that's 50 minutes. You know, all just own it. Own it. Buy it. I bought it on iTunes. $12. Hey, I got to give a huge shout. Davis Sarvey. So this is a kid. Him and his buddy, they got hit by a train. Davis lost his arm. Unfortunately, his friend lost his life. This is a horrible, horrible accident. But the good news is, seen on Instagram, Davis is back skating again. He had to have his arm removed. You know, he's got one arm, but he's ripping. Welcome back to your skateboard, Davis. This rules. So, I mean, that's a feel-good story. You know, unfortunately, this guy and his buddy, this accident. His friend lost his life. It's horrible. But Davis, he survived. He lost his arm. He's back on his board. He's skating. He's ripping. Welcome back, Davis Sarvey. Welcome back to skateboarding. So that's the good news to finish it. He's back, everybody. Let's go to, Snow News? Snow News. Yep. It may be hot in California, but it's cold other places. People are still snowboarding with their pants off in Mammoth. Can you believe that? I am bronzed right now. I have a tan. If this was a video, I would show you my body. It's tan. I look good. But what's strange is three hours away from me, people are snowboarding in Mammoth. There's still snow on the mountains. Global snowing. So, yeah, snowboarding is happening. And then, of course, you know, winter is coming. Game of Thrones just started. There's tons of snow there. You know, you got White Walker snowboarding. Wednesday was the biggest awards show in sports, apparently, the ESPY Awards. Didn't watch it. It's doing stuff. But two snowboarders won awards. Best male action sports athlete, Mark McMorris, who is fighting back from near death. And he's looking good. He's going to country music shows on private jets. He's working out. He's winning awards. He won the ESPY. He's psyched. Anna Gasser also won the award. Best female action sports athlete. Sorry, surfers. Not this year. Sorry, Nyjah. Not this year. Peyton Manning's not going to give you your award this year. It went to McMorris and Anna Gasser. Snowboarders take the night at ESPYs. The sixth annual Drink Water Rat Race went down. High Cascade snowboard. We have homies at High Cascade. That's why Mount Hood. This is why we talk about them. You got friends on mountains? DM me at Chris Cote on Instagram. Give us your snow news. Corey Mack's going to call in next week. He just hit me up on Instagram. Hey, I got snow news from High Cascade Snowboard Camp. Hit me. Here's what happened. So the drink water race. This is cool. So this is a snowboard race, right? Bank slalom with whoop-de-doos, and it's a heavy race, but it's all for charity. This is in six iterations, this is the sixth annual, right? They have raised over $100,000 for water.org. Water.org. So this really brings it down to the most simple idea, to give people who don't have access to water, water. You can walk over to your tap, crank it on, take a sip, dump the water out, right? We do it all the time. You water your lawn. Don't even think about it. There's people out there in the world that don't have water to drink. So if you're going to have a snowboard race, why not raise money for water.org? Water comes from snow. But seriously, how cool is that? To help another human out on this simple problem of water. Terje Håkansson won the men's pro division. Haley Langland won the women's division, and unsponsored men, JD Dennis. And it's cool. I saw it on Transworld Snowboarding, snowboarding.transworld.net. Also on snowboard.trans, that's the longest website name ever. I saw it on Transworld Snow. They also gave a list for the 10 most beautiful places in the world to snowboard. Queenstown, New Zealand took the top spot. Spoiler, I forgot to say spoiler alert. Yeah, Iceland was number two. Whistler, British Columbia, number three, and so on and so forth. Pretty easy list. I mean, Alaska, you know, but hey, Queenstown, New Zealand, I back that. So like I said, this was going to be a quick show. The Monday Mass, that has been your snow news. Snow news brought to you by Torrey Holistics. Torrey Holistics, licensed CBD, cannabis, marijuana. For those of you who like to smoke, you can go there and smoke recreationally or for health reasons. For me, I'm about that CBD life. Anxiety, which I had this morning. The CBDs kind of chill you out, but not psychoactively. Do I sing the praises of CBDs enough? Anyway, Torrey Holistics, go there. Torrey Holistics is on the internet. They are on Instagram. They're everywhere. So find them. They're in San Diego. This has been another episode of the world's greatest action sports podcast. Remember, Wednesday night, July 19th, we'll be at La Paloma Theater for the 30th anniversary showing of North Shore. Rick Kane, Kanani, Turtle, Chandler, The Professor, Burkhart. None of them are going to be there. Well, you know what? Maybe one of them will be there. We have prizes. It's going to be super fun. So come out. That's brought to you by youonline.com. Don't forget, Cantori and you. Hey, Cantori and you had Lance Armstrong on the podcast the other day. How sick is that? So Lance Armstrong, again, love him or hate him, he has saved a lot of lives through his cancer foundation. He's done a lot of good things. So listen to that podcast. Get the scoop. We also have Let Me Drink About It. A lot of good shows over there on youonline.com. So please go and check it out. And of course, we've got you merchandise. Mini cruisers made by Quincy Woodwrights. You can get those on theustore.com. Hats, shirts, etc., etc. This has been the Monday Mass. I'm your host, Chris Cote. Yep, the world's greatest action sports podcast is over for this week. Don't worry, next week, tons of special guests. Call-ins, good vibes. It's going to be epic. Bye.